It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thoughts on George Pickens and that situation? 412-928-9370. Played 34 of 57 snaps. Was watching from the sidelines when they're desperately trying to win a game. He's by far their best and maybe only legitimate wide receiver option. And obviously something is afoot. When Mike Tomlin says there's no underlying story, I guess he is right. It's not underlying. There's an obvious story, right, Bob? There's an obvious story here going into this week.
I mean, there has to be. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me unless you're benching the guy or taking snaps away. Snap management is like a new word, a new phrase.
He compared it to Cam Hayward. He compared it to a 36-year-old defensive end or defensive tackle, whatever the hell you want to call him. He's comparing it to that? What are we talking about here?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense that way. It doesn't. He is your one legitimate offensive weapon at wide receiver for now. That's it. And you got to figure out ways to scheme him open and deliver the ball to him. He should not be on the field for 34 of 58
snaps. I agree with that.
Or 57 snaps, whatever it was.
Easier said than done to scheme him open when you have no alternate weapons on the outside. None. I mean, that'd take a lot of scheming. He's got to make plays too, by the way.
Well,
he's had chances to make plays.
How many catches did Freiermuth have, just out of curiosity? Got the shovel pass for the
two,
touchdown.
Maybe
two.
Yeah.
I mean, these are guys that we talked about as being principal parts of this offense.
Yeah.
And yet the targets and the receptions don't add up to that point.
By the way, Bob, just to fill in a blank here before we get to Kabali on George Pickens, Captain Ahab was the guy in Moby Dick, and apparently at the end he gets eaten by Moby Dick. So not many of us had a worse ending than the Steelers last night, but apparently Captain Ahab did. Yes, Limits?
Yeah, you know, drowning inside of a whale's mouth would probably be a bad way to go.
All right. Kabali had the binoculars trained on George Pickens on the sidelines. What did he see? Here's Kabali with the morning show.
Either he thinks we're stupid, which, you know, could be the truth, but my goodness, you think we're going to buy this one? That we're just trying to, you know, limit his reps, sort of like the 38-year-old defensive lineman just had his groins ripped off of his pelvis area. No, there's something going on here. I mean, I don't know what. I'll tell you what part of the game was very fascinating to me. I might have missed an entire quarter, but the binoculars on the bench watching George Pickens was very entertaining. And it reminds me of the time of I used to do that with Ben and AB when they would just totally ignore each other, the strangest thing ever. Then they would come back on a Wednesday and say, yeah, we're just friends. You guys are just making up stuff. No, I saw you not talking to the quarterback, the receiver at all. That's not the case. Terrible body language. Throwing helmets. And I'm not going to say specific names here, but this one time, and I was just shocked, he went over. Was not happy that he was probably not playing, sat on a bench next to a player. The player immediately got up, walked two benches to the right, and sat next to the punter.
Mm. Wow.
Mm. I was like, whoa.
Interesting stuff. Yes, Bob? And apparently didn't talk to anybody in the locker room after the game. Reporters.
Well, I don't like that look. I mean, I don't like that look either.
And just
at
left.
Some point you have to, you know, man up. You're in there. People have questions, answer the questions. Bob, it's not that hard to do.
A lot of teams stayed away from George Pickens in the draft. Are they going to be sorry that they did? Are they already sorry that they did? Because he has been productive and has helped them win games. Or are they going to be proven right someday? Tomlin really bristled when he was asked, upon drafting Pickens, what about the red flags? And he essentially said that was all bullcrap, all made up stuff. No problems with this guy. I wonder how he feels today, because he just benched him last night. And Cabali's right about that. That was a ridiculous explanation. Let's hear one more time what Tomlin said last night as to why his best, his only wide receiving threat was on the sidelines watching the Steelers desperately try to win a game.
You know, we just wanted to kind of minimize his reps in an effort to get more productivity. You know, we just trying to rep manage in terms of the totality of the big picture. He wasn't less of a focal point in terms of our intentions of what we wanted to do offensively, but we did want to cut his reps a little bit in an effort to get higher quality play. Just in general.
Again, that's the most
I don't
euphemistic,
how that
euphemistically
can be
described benching in NFL history. And he was less of a focal point. You know why, Bob?
Because he never had any snaps or
because he was watching from the bench.
But, and that's the thing. Who was it yesterday? There was a receiver yesterday, I forget who now, had 22 targets in a game. It was so late last night, and I can't remember who it was. Can you look that up for me?
Well, I'm sure
City Limits.
I'm sure there are
somebody
a lot of people.
Had 22 targets yesterday. So maybe it was somebody from Minnesota. I can't remember who it was. 22 targets.
Is it Jamar Chase?
That's
maybe?
How.
I don't know.
That's how you get someone involved in a game. If you really think he
so
is.
So it
the
sounds
kind of guy,
like you blame them more than him.
I don't buy that explanation. It doesn't make sense to me unless you are putting him on the bench. And if you're putting him on the bench, how do you get more productivity? The answer would be you're motivating him through anger, through playing time.
Did he make plays when he was asked last night?
No. In fact, again, I'll go back to last week. He fumbled at the 5-yard line. He dropped a touchdown pass. And yesterday, 3rd and 4, he dropped what would have been a first. Or at least he should have made the catch, in my view. Go ahead.
It was Garrett Wilson with the Jets.
Garrett Wilson.
That's right.
The Jets. 22
That's right.
targets.
Yeah. So I guess whose side are you on here out there at 412?
Could be both.
928-9370. Somehow it sort of falls under the umbrella again of who, from top to bottom, who do the Steelers think they are? None of these guys have ever even won a playoff game. like maybe one, like Cam was part of one 15 years ago. Like they haven't won a playoff game. They have this vision of themselves as like the game everybody circles, the special game on their calendar. You're going up against the Steelers. If the Steelers weren't wearing the uniforms they wear, they're just a garden variety, slightly above middle of the road franchise and have been for a long time now. They don't win big games anymore. They don't. They haven't won a playoff game in 7 years. They haven't come close to winning one in 7 years. And if you're sick of that phrase, they haven't won a playoff game in 7 years, I've got one I'm much sicker of, and that is, did you know Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season? I don't care about that. I really don't. Because, as I mentioned earlier, Bob, the two great ironies of that, yeah, he's never had a losing season, but he has a losing playoff record. He's 8-9. He's never had a losing season, but the number one reason for that is that they had a losing season a long time ago under Bill Cowher, and that brought them Ben Roethlisberger, who is the number one reason why the Steelers are on this non-losing season streak. Not even a winning streak, a non-losing season streak. I don't care.
And the problem is it lands you in the same place every year when it comes to drafting, too. And if you do have an opportunity to upgrade it, you know, if you're looking at quarterbacks, and who knows, next year at this time they may be trying to find somebody in the draft, you're going to be in a position where you're going to have to move up somehow, some way, give up a lot to be that person, to be that team. That's hard to do it from the middle of the pack. It always is.
I'm so disappointed in this defense. You and I both had them pegged as possibly the Steelers' best defense since 2010. And these past 2 weeks, they've just gotten shredded. just shredded through the air, pushed around on the ground.
The ground was more disturbing to me. That always makes me more disturbed, because if you shut that down, you should have opportunities in the air.
Oh, and we could go across the board. Cam did not have a good game. Ogunjobi had one tackle. It seems to me he's often the guy who makes one very noticeable play in a game, but really isn't that effective. He had one tackle. Benton, to me, has been, I thought he was going to emerge as a star this season. He certainly has not. Patrick Queen, disappointment. Obviously, Watt is great. Nothing more needs to be said about him. And then Minka. He has not been great. He's been far from it. Right?
No, he hasn't made a game-changing play. And if you're going to describe Minka Fitzpatrick, his best attribute is making game-changing plays. And we just haven't seen it at all. They brought in a safety who I think has outperformed what people thought of him in Deshaun Elliott.
Yeah.
He's given them an opportunity to put him back in that role that should make him available to make game-changing plays, yet the numbers when picked on or thrown to are not good. He's given up a large percentage of passes down the field. He's late getting over covering some guys, and I don't know if that's a communication between the cornerback and him or whatever, but something's not right there, and it needs to get back.
Collinsworth alluded to the idea of Minka guessing wrong a lot last night, and he's just not having a good season. He's just not. And I never doubt Minka's pride and his willingness to sacrifice his body. He made a brilliant play at the goal line against Prescott that almost resulted in one of those fumbles off the pylon type deals. But he's supposed to be an elite center fielder. That's why you paid him the money. And nothing is happening, and nothing has happened for a long, long time with him. But this defense is a profound disappointment these past 2 weeks. And now they're going to face an offense that doesn't have a quarterback, a running back, or a receiver. Other than that, the Raiders are pretty lethal, Bob.
Well, but that's, again, though, if we look at the last two games, Joe, what have you seen? You've seen teams that have had massive amounts of injuries to key players.
Yeah.
And yet they dictated terms of the game against
the
Steelers.
Which tells me the Steelers are getting out-coached on multiple levels.
Right, and so therefore, if you look at this, Antonio Pierce had that team ready to play. Whether or not it results in a win or not, I don't know. They're not that good of a team. The roster's not been that good, but I've seen them go out there and lay an egg, in, when it was in Oakland or whatever, the Vegas Raiders. Now, last year was a difference. They had a couple of big plays in that game. But whether or not they're going to go and win this game depends a lot about strategy, depends a lot about execution of and trying to take advantage of what the Raiders do badly. And there are a lot of things.
Everything. They just got blown out by the Broncos, and their team is falling
apart. I'm telling you, Bo Nix is going to be a good quarterback.
You're right about that, too, Bob.
So far, but it's going to take a little bit of time. But
the Raiders have fallen apart is the bottom line there. But it hasn't even been a full calendar year since the Steelers got absolutely carved up by Gardner Minshew, if you remember that game. Remember that game, Bob?
I remember that game. Yes, I do.
Now, I don't even know if he'll be the quarterback, but if I was Antonio Pierce, I would say, yeah, you had pretty good success against them last year. Same way, too, Hokie was in here talking about this the other day. The way to beat the Steelers, and you shouldn't be able to push them around, so that's obviously one way to do it, because teams are doing that now, is quick passing game.
Yeah.
And you know what, Bob?
And you take Watt out of the game, essentially.
Quick passing game. That's what happened. That's what Flacco did, and that's what Dak did last night. You neutralize their pass rush. Not totally. You'll take a couple hits and almost some ruinous plays, like the fumble last night. But by and large, you turn that into sort of a de facto run game. And then on top of that, if you can actually run the ball, then you're in business.
Well, just remember, the Raiders went to Baltimore and beat them. And they beat them by doing a lot of good things in the run game, first and foremost. So,
and Max Crosby came back yesterday and he had two sacks.
Yeah, he did. So a lot of people thought he wouldn't be there when they play, but he is. I don't think that's going to be an easy game. The Steelers are currently favored, I think.
It won't be an easy game.
No, none of them.
We've already mentioned several times today that the last time the Steelers went on the road anywhere and won by more than one score was in Jacksonville in November of 2020. November of 2020. Think about that. And it plays into this idea that is, a paradox, is we're going to make this a slugfest, a slogfest, a mudfest, and we're going to find a way to win at the end because we're the Steelers. Is that a, if you win more of those than you lose, but that's the only kind of game you play on the road, is that a feather in your cap or a detriment because you know that long term, it's not going to work? They've also gone on the road for their last how many playoff games and have been systematically destroyed every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, slow starts, every single one of them.
So it's the good news and the bad news is that the Steelers are going to go out to Vegas and play a close game. That's the good news and the bad news. When you seek that, when you practically manifest that, yeah, you'll give yourself a chance to win a lot, but you'll also drag the other team into having a chance to win every single time, no matter who the opponent is, even if it's the crappy Raiders, who, as I've mentioned, don't have a quarterback, a running back, or a receiver, and just got blown out by Bo Nix.
Go figure.
And so Tomlin's going to keep them in the game next week. I'll tell you that. He's going to keep the Raiders in the game, too.
Right, they'll talk about the road atmospheres, although it'll be mostly Steeler fans, I think.
Hostile environment, Bob.
The hostile won't be
How
so hostile.
How many Cowboys it'll fans be, were there last night?
I'd have to guess 15 to 20%. It wasn't like it was with San Francisco. They were visible.
Not even close. Yeah. I mean, at least where I was at 105, there were Cowboys fans.
You were at the game last night,
Corey? Yeah, I told you I was at the game.
You didn't tell me that.
Did you see
Snoop Dogg?
I did see Snoop Dogg.
Did you see him, Bob?
I fist-bumped Santonio Holmes on the way to my seats.
You did?
And I saw Mel Blunt.
Santonio Holmes had more catches than Pickens last night.
I was walking through the hallway.
So did Snoop Dogg.
I saw Santonio Holmes, and we made eye contact, and he fist-bumped me.
How about that, Bob?
How about that?
Huh?
He can tell I recognized him.
He didn't pat you on the shoulder and just continue to talk to somebody else while he was doing it? No. Okay.
That's what Bob does to me when I see him in public places. Tell me, what happened in the crowd? What was the crowd reaction? Were they bitter about anything in particular? What was going on out there?
Well, the crowd was very much amused by me talking about the Mike Tomlin clock management in the last 20 seconds. They got a kick out of that. But it was probably 20% Cowboys fan. Yeah. It was not even close to the takeover that San Francisco was.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a buddy that flew in from L.A. that was at the game. So a lot of the tickets that were sold that were outside of Pittsburgh, some of it were just traveling Steeler fans. But no, the crowd was, it was a good environment. Like, it got loud.
And it seemed like it in the fourth quarter.
Ninth most attended Steeler game in Acrisure Stadium history, Heinz Field. So good crowd, lively crowd.
What did you do during the rain delay? Drink?
I just literally stood in the FedEx Great Hall and just sat there for a while and then walked around and met my buddy on the rotunda.
That was incredible, Bob, wasn't it? How the rain was just pouring down the stairs.
It was
stadium.
One of those weird things, just one line. And I wondered about that at some point. You know, I thought if this continues, because the lightning is a big problem, the rain not so much.
Yeah.
But when you have lightning and that many people in one area, you have to really be mindful of that. And I think Jimmy Sacco and their staff did a very good job with that. But if it continued,
yeah.
I was wondering for another hour.
Yeah, what do you
what
do?
Would they have done? Would
you,
they have just
keep playing? I think you just
do
play.
You?
Yeah,
the NFL has on occasion moved a game to a Monday night. It kept teams in that city. It hasn't happened very often, but it has happened. I'm just wondering how late the start time would have gotten before they would have said, you know what, we just can't do this. So.
Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. All right, to bring this little segment full circle, would you guys pay George Pickens after the season? Knowing what you know now, I realize there's a whole season to play out. But sitting here today, would George Pickens be a guy you'd give $50 million guaranteed dollars to and 80 or 90 or 100 overall? Because I can promise you that's the kind of company he thinks he should keep.
You're talking about like $25 million a season?
I'm talking about wide receiver money. Not the biggest money, but secondary stars.
So not Ayuk, but a little bit below that.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Would you pay him that money?
Right now, I don't think I would. I'd play it out throughout the rest of the year.
Bob?
No.
Well, no. Yeah, I know. It's going to play out the rest of the year. They're not going to give him the money now. But do you want this guy long-term on big money?
No. No,
Bob.
I don't.
No. I can't say it any simpler than that. He has to show me a lot more than what has happened. Whether or not it's the game plan, whether or not it's the quarterback, whatever the case is, he needs to be, and he cannot make mistakes like he's made. And he cannot be in a situation where apparently the head coach wants to not play him as much. That's not a good look. And it says a lot about him and them both.
What does it say that Tomlin can't even admit that he benched the guy?
I don't know. I don't know how.
Why take it so easy on him?
Because he's a player's coach, Joe. We can't offend the players.
And it's his job.
But it's his job to
bring out the best.
Snaps away from people, and that's the one thing that no player wants is to have fewer snaps.
It's his job to bring out the best in these guys. It's his job to get the best out of Pickens, and Pickens has helped them win games. I mean, I'm still.
And he's a freakish talent when it comes to doing certain things.
But I'm still leaning toward yes. Who else do they have?
I would say, okay, yes, but you're talking about money. Let's play this out. Let's say he has 4 touchdown catches and, you know, pedestrian numbers across the board. Not what you would have expected from him going into the season.
Yeah.
You're going to double down on that and give him the kind of money that the market says a guy like that deserves? I'm
almost painted into a corner here because Omar hasn't gone out and gotten anybody else. They literally have no one else. And let's not pretend George Pickens hasn't been productive. He has. Now, I know he has no touchdowns this season. I'm talking career-wise. He's made big plays to beat people. He beat the Ravens on a catch last year. He's put up some numbers. I think he was first or second in the NFL in yards per catch last season. Feature him more. And both things can be true. He needs to grow up. So if the fear is that he never will, then I get you not wanting to give him that kind of money. I do. It was annoying to me when before he had ever done anything in the NFL on the sidelines in Atlanta a few years ago, he was bitching and moaning for the ball. Do something before you've
right.
earned
you gotta earn it.
That
you have
right.
to earn it.
You're taking up Cam Hayward's time during a game where he feels he has to come over and address George Pickens in the middle of a game when the kid's 22 years old and is demanding the ball. Get out of here with that, honestly.
Well, that's a big part of it. And that's one of the reasons why there were people in the draft who talked about red flags.
Yes,
and
they did.
You know,
and Tomlin bristled at that. How dare you talk about red flags with Pickens?
Yeah, so... Listen, he has an amazing amount of talent. Somehow, some way, the numbers have got to start reflecting that talent. They cannot be what they are. If you look at this team now, for the last 4 years, you know, do you remember the time when Ben Roethlisberger and their offense saying, we're trying to get to 30 points a game? Remember that?
Yeah.
When they were talking about that?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what their point totals have been for the last 4 or 5 years?
I mean, they're 1 point and a few yards ahead of Matt Canada through five games. Had his last 5 games.
Do you know what?
They fired people for
their
this.
Their best season in the last 5, how many points per game do you think they averaged? In their best season
that
in the last 5
years. That was the 12-0 start season?
Yes, but even then.
Probably 23?
20.
Yeah.
20.2.
20.2 that year?
Yeah.
Are you sure, Bob?
2021, is it 2021 we're talking about? Is that the year? Or 2020?
2020.
I got to go back and look at 2020 then. I thought 20.2 was 2021. It's gone down ever since the last 3 years. It's up by a morsel this year through 5 games.
But I mean, based on last night.
If you didn't know who was the offensive coordinator,
right.
Who would you have thought it was?
Based on last night, they made Matt Canada look like Bill Walsh.
Yeah, so I mean, that's got to change.
3rd and 8 at the other team's 28, and they run a pitch out to a substitute teacher.
You like that.
I mean, that's what they did. The guy's a 3rd or 4th string running back.
I mean, there were 2 plays.
He was a substitute teacher, wasn't he?
He was,
that
yes,
the story?
In California.
3 weeks ago or a month ago or something.
There were 2 plays in the 4th quarter, though, that just completely disturbed me with the ball going right off of George Pickens' hands on what would have picked up a 1st down.
That's what I keep talking about.
And Van Jefferson, also right in your hands. Catch the ball.
That's been horrifying. What has he done so far?
Nothing.
What happened to Scotty Miller? At least he made 1 play.
Well, both of those guys played for Arthur Smith, and he probably had something to do with them signing here.
I keep hearing about Arthur Smith and tight ends, how it's a tight end-friendly offense.
Yeah, but
maybe because he spreads
it out.
Right. Maybe because they spread it out among 60 tight ends. But last I checked, Kyle Pitts was bordering on a bust there for what he was supposed to be in Atlanta. And now Freiermuth has okay numbers, but it doesn't really seem like the type of offense where a star tight end flourishes either.
And this guy Brandon Johnson wearing 89 last night, channeling his inner gunner.
He made a nice
Chesky.
Play, yeah.
He has more catches than Roman Wilson this season. He has played more games.
Is Roman Wilson going to get a hat at any point?
Yes,
when?
He has to. Again, I'm to the point now where he's been healthy, he's practiced. If you're going to penalize him for being hurt during preseason, sorry, it's time. They invested in him. They thought he was good enough. He was a guy who was a go-to guy for McCarthy last year in Michigan, where they had virtually no other offensive help and a wide receiver. Absolutely. He plays this week, and he plays a lot.
Is Pickens on the verge of a Martavis Bryant-like social media eruption? Limits. Have you checked his social media today? Is anything going on there? Instagram?
Monitor. Not yet.
X? Whatever else he might be on?
Anything deleted? Did he take Steelers out of his bio?
Bob, are we on the verge of a George Pickens social media eruption?
I want mine, period.
Remember that from Martavis?
I don't want to wipe clean anything. Just play football.
Are we on the verge of a Mr. Big Chest video where he's throwing himself passes in the backyard like Jim Carrey in Ace Ventura? Remember he would throw himself a pass in the courtyard there?
Yeah.
And run into the hedges? Remember that?
Maybe we're going to have frozen feet. Who knows? Or we could have a lot of different things happening.
As we speak.
I'm free with the Raiders. Remember that?
As we speak, George Pickens is in a hyperbaric chamber, Bob. I don't know, man. This thing's brewing. This thing's boiling. And the fact that Tomlin just couldn't say, I benched him, is a story unto itself, I think.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're going to have to look at that comment, and there's no other conclusion, really.
None.
It doesn't make any sense to say that you're trying to get more production yet less play.
He said there, if I were to translate it, is, you know, the reason why you often bench somebody. He was on the sidelines in order to get his head back in it and to get him motivated to help our team. How else do you read that? Wonder Twin, can we hear that one more time, and then we'll get to the lines at 412-928-9370 on Pickens.
You know, we just wanted to kind of minimize his reps in an effort to get more productivity. You know, we just trying to rep manage in terms of the totality of the big picture. He wasn't less of a focal point in terms of our intentions of what we wanted to do offensively, but we did want to cut his reps a little bit in an effort to get higher quality play.
And Tomlin
just in general
was asked to follow up
on
this as well, and this is what he said.
It's no different than we minimize some of the snaps of D linemen like Cam Hayward and so forth, man. It's just about snap management. It's no underlying story, to be quite honest with you.
What?
I don't know. You're talking about a 24-year-old kid versus a 36-year-old. You know,
again, maybe he's right. There is no underlying story. There's an obvious story with, you know, a massive headline on it. So it's not underlying. It's a story. Right?
Yeah. I think it is, just because of who he is. Just because George Pickens is supposed to be the guy in the wide receiving game.
412-928-9370. Bob and I haven't even done a report card or a trip around the league.
But that's coming up.
This is incrinculant. Let's take a little trip around the NFL, because everything that happens in the AFC is obviously pertinent to the Steelers. And there was an incredible game in Cincinnati yesterday. And a lot of people right now would probably peg the Steelers as the third best team in the AFC North. And they might not be wrong. All right, Ron. Let's go to the Good Feet stores, Bob. Do you miss Ron today?
You just called me Ron.
No, old saying.
No,
all right, Ron.
No, you called me Ron.
No.
No, you
I intentionally did that.
You called me Ron.
Come on. I miss him. Do you, Bob?
Yeah, I do. I worry about him right now because he's down in Fort Myers. And
I know.
I talked to him last week after that other hurricane, and now this one looks even more catastrophic.
I know.
So I hope everyone down there is doing well, and definitely evacuate. This is not a joke with these amazing storms that come in at Category 4 or 5.
Do you see the Buccaneers are going to New Orleans like already? I think they're going tomorrow. And just avoiding the entire situation and just getting out of the city in time just in case.
Wow. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network.
Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That was the first one I did last week, Bob. And then I went home and thought about it and practiced. And I needed to more emphasize I've, everything, and Mulsey. And I needed a more of a pause between that line and the next line. And I needed a little vibrato, little staccato, a little something, something in the second line. And then I produced an even better version. I thought, I've done everything for Mulsey. He's done nothing for me. Did you?
You sound like you're on, you know, somewhere in Winnipeg naked, you know, ice fishing. You're freezing with you.
It sounds
like that's what you're doing, naked in Winnipeg.
It sounded like I was doing, what's the stuff, if you ingest it, your voice gets really high? What is that? Whippets?
I don't know.
Helium?
Helium, yes. Play that again and listen to the part that I came back with. You don't think this is good stuff, Bob? Take another listen. I've done everything for Mulsey. He's done nothing for me. Did you hear the little lilt there?
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good.
I didn't.
Do you want to sing it yourself?
I've done everything for Mulsey. He's done nothing for me.
That was great. Stop!
All right, so take that one. Take what Bob just sang, and then at the end of the show, we'll put out a little Twitter poll, which is better. Bob.
Where are we going?
We're going to a trip around the league.
Okay.
Limit slayed me with that one. I'd forgotten about Dr. Dick over at Duquesne. I have a bunch of puns to make. I won't make
them. Yeah, not a good time.
We have 3 minutes here, gentlemen. I need a quick thought on each game, not a soliloquy, a quick thought. Jets lose to the Vikings 23-17. Bob?
Brian Flores, baby.
Why would Devontae Adams want to go there?
Aaron Rodgers hurt, doesn't look right. Oh, my. And the Steelers play them soon. Bears 36, Panthers 10. Bob?
Carolina sucks.
Mm. Caleb Williams starting to become the guy we think he could be.
I agree with every syllable you just uttered, and there were only about five of them. He's starting to look pretty good. One of the greatest games, and I mean this, and there have been lots of them, in AFC North history happened yesterday. Ravens 41, Bengals 38. Lamar and Burrow combined for 9 touchdowns. Lamar makes one of the greatest touchdown passes you'll ever see. And the Bengals blow the game late, and Derrick Henry shows up late. Bob?
I thought it was a fascinating game to watch. I think Cincinnati is 1-4, but I don't think they're done.
Me neither. When that guy's throwing 5 touchdowns. Limits?
Well, in a game that they needed to win, Cincinnati completely fell flat on their face.
At the end of the game.
Yeah,
I mean, they were pretty dynamic offensively.
Field goal.
They were great.
That guy they call Money Mac, he wasn't much money yesterday.
Well,
no.
The holder did not get the hold.
No, it was a terrible hold, yeah.
Is yes
snapper,
or no?
Somebody's from Pitt. I don't know. Is it somebody from Pitt?
I don't know.
No, Adamitis is the long snapper.
Okay.
No. But he's not the holder.
Ravens win this division, yes or no, Bob?
Yes.
I think yes.
Yes. Do we even mention this game? Dolphins 15, Patriots 10. Bob?
No comment.
No comment. My,
that's me snoring.
How the mighty and even partially mighty have fallen. Commanders 34, Browns 13. Bob?
Browns is the Browns.
The Browns are horrendous, but that Washington game in a couple weeks for the Steelers on the road, my dad and I are talking about going to that game. Woo! I'm sweating it a little bit.
For our purposes, this is about the Browns, and the Deshaun Watson era should be over, although Stefanski doubled down on him.
We need to elaborate on that a little later after this trip around the league.
He quit.
It's pathetic, but the real story there is Jaden Daniels. He's an MVP candidate. He's a star. Jags 37, Colts 34.
Trevor Lawrence looked like the money man that they gave to him.
Joe Flacco should be the starting quarterback in Indy.
Joe Flacco should be the starting quarterback in Cleveland.
Absolutely. They missed the boat on that, and they had
all
it right there.
Because they wanted to protect poor little Deshaun Watson.
Right. Which is that protection is over, I think.
Joe Flacco, since he arrived in Cleveland last year, and keep in mind that he hasn't played all of this season. He's only played the last couple games, has more touchdown passes, 18 of them since he joined the Browns, than anybody in football. How is that even possible? Because others have played more games. Texans 23, Bills 20. Bob?
I mean, I think they're my team to win a Super Bowl, the Texans. I'm sticking by them, and they're starting to get going.
Great game. Josh Allen played well, but Houston, just home team, wins it. C.J. Stroud still getting back on top.
Sean McDermott should be fired today. I'm tired of watching the ends of these games. Josh Allen throwing Hail Marys from his own end zone when they're trying to get to overtime. An absolute joke. Broncos 34, Raiders 18.
Bo Nix.
Good. Raiders, horrible. Should win next week.
Sean Payton's won three games in a row. I was ripping him. I'll give him credit now. Cardinals 24, 49ers 23. Are you kidding me, Bob?
James Conner.
Brock Purdy, game-sealing interception. He has to be better.
49ers don't look right. Maybe they should have traded Brandon Ayuk. Packers 24, Rams 19. Very quickly, we got to go.
Love, Jordan, love.
Love is in the air.
Rams 1-4. Will they put a receiver on the market? Giants 29, Seahawks 20.
Give it up for Daniel Jones.
Seattle proving again they're frauds.
I agree with every syllable both of you just said. Bob, should we do a report card and back to the quarterbacks?
Yes,
next?
And I want to talk. We should talk about what they should do in Cleveland. What should they do and what will they do?
That's a deal. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.